104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:10. We're going to top out at 31 today. It's 20 right now, and Psychic Tiff is on the line. Welcome, Tiff.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Tiff, you need to reword your tweet.
God, why?
Because Andy is taking it all wrong. And
I
saying,
didn't take it wrong. I took it the way exactly the way it was written.
Andy is talented only, and
that's
I'm
right.
not talented, and I'm just lovely.
You're lovely. I'm the talented one.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, both of you are lovely and talented.
Thank you.
No, but I mean, like, I can't just compliment one person for one. Oh, my God. Really?
I know.
Here again, chick maneuver. Who's
yeah.
the girl in the
you
relationship?
Are such a girl.
Well, you guys pull it on me all the time. I thought I'd turn it around on you for once. That's
okay,
all.
That's fair.
Okay. So let's take some calls. If you have a question for Tiff this morning, please make it specific and give us a call, 361-5557, or you could email or text to am@hot1047.com. And Jesse is on the phone, I believe. Are you there, Jesse?
Hello.
Okay, Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Tiff. I just recently got divorced, and I was wondering if this new guy in my life is going to be long-term material.
Ooh, I like it. What do you consider long-term?
Not just a rebound.
Okay, now, what do you consider long-term? Are you talking 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 14 years, 37 years?
Like a couple of years.
Do I think he's good? No. God,
no.
I'm sorry. It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing, though, and I really don't feel like it's just a rebound either. I feel like it's going to be several months, but just not years.
Okay,
so I would say enjoy the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Casey, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I had a question. I'm graduating college in May, and I was just wondering if I was going to be able to find a job in the next 3 months.
Ooh, like after you graduate, you mean? Or before you graduate, within the next 3 months?
After I
graduate. So May, June, July, August, because I'm not terribly bright. I had to count that out. but it's not a big no. I feel like you're going to get something in the fall. It's going to be more like early October. So I don't think it's going to be 3 months. I think it's going to be more like 4 or 5, but... You know, who cares? That's pretty darn close.
Okay.
Good luck, sweetie, and congratulations on graduation.
Thanks,
Casey. Welcome.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. I got a couple emailed in questions for you, Tiff. Oh, sorry. I forgot to turn you up. Now you're there.
Okay. Sorry. As I said, lay it on me.
Okay. Ella is wondering if her boyfriend will be proposing to her this month.
Everybody was doing it in their head. I was going to do it, too. is he going to be proposing that? No, sorry, Ella. I do not believe he will be.
But that's okay, because then it's not a cliched Christmas proposal.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
I think that you should not do it on Christmas. You should do it on a random day.
It should be done before the 15th of December.
Well,
if you're going to do it in December.
It can be done, not Christmas Eve and not Christmas.
Yeah. It's
done before so you can show it off at Christmas.
Okay.
And make the announcement.
I like that line of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not during Christmas.
One more from Lisa. Any chance of my fiance getting to come home from Afghanistan early?
Oh, my gosh. Like, those questions make me cry.
I know.
Because they are my heroes over there. Did she say anytime soon?
No, she said
she just said
coming
early.
Home early, but
early.
She didn't say when
early,
he's scheduled
early,
to come
yes.
home.
Early, yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I do believe not huge early, but like a month or two early, which frankly, I would take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. If you've got a question for Tiff this morning, give us a call, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:23, going to top out at 31 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Water is the most essential element in life, because without water, you can't make coffee.
You cannot. We have got Psychic Tiff on the line. Got time for a couple more calls here real quick. And Aaliyah is on the phone. How are you, Aaliyah?
Good. How are you?
Good. Tiff is on the line. Go ahead with your question.
I was just wondering when I'm going to get pregnant.
Ooh. Okay, as I've said many, many times before, that has there's a great bearing on that, which is called headaches and tequila. so that all being said, you know, you have free will. But I think I'm going to say it's pretty early spring next year. I'm getting like April of next year. So mazel.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I'm getting married in March. So.
Uh-huh. I love it. It's going to be pretty darn quick, sister.
Oh, you're going to come home with a souvenir from the honeymoon there.
Yeah, that might happen.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thanks for the call, Aaliyah.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Julie is on the phone. How are you, Julie?
Good.
So, you got a question for Tiff?
Yes.
Go ahead. She's on the line.
I was wondering if you see, like, financially, like, good things coming our way.
Oh, sweetie, that's way too broad. I don't, like, forever and ever?
No. We're in the midst of getting some things settled.
Okay.
And, like, within the end of the year, we're going to sell our house and stuff like that. So I just, like, do you see our house selling?
In, like, in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's what, at the end of the year. Isn't that crazy to think about it that way?
Yeah.
I unfortunately don't see your house selling in the next couple weeks. However, I do see it selling, I'm going to say like February, March-ish. So it does happen sooner than later. So if that's kind of what you're hinging your financial coolness on, then that's going to happen.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Julie.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, Tiff, thanks for calling in again.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. It's always so much fun.
And you can go to her website, psychictiff.com, get a private reading from her there. Did the Sioux Falls visit happen yet?
No, it's coming up.
Yeah,
no,
when
it's
is
in March.
It?
March. You can go to, not to make it too confusing, but I have my website, which you just called out, but there's also psychictiffevents.com, and you can get your tickets there. And believe it or not, they're selling like hotcakes already. I love you guys, and I love Sioux Falls, and obviously it shows because every time I'm there, it sells out.
Very cool.
And you're doing the hypnosis past life thing, right?
I'm doing, two things back to back. Friday night, I'm doing the gallery, the group gallery reading, which is the psychic-y piece, and then Saturday morning, I'm doing the past life regression, the hypnosis.
That is so cool. I totally want to have that done.
It's going to be fun.
I think that would be really neat.
All right. Well, that's coming up in March. PsychicTiffEvents.com. Get your tickets for that. Tiff, have a fantastic Christmas.
Thanks, guys. You too. And we'll
Thank
talk
you.
Soon.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye. We got dirt coming up. It's 827, Hot 104.7.
We are... This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:55, up to 31 today. We are at 22 right now. MTV has given us a list of the top 5 songs of the year.
Are they allowed to do that?
Or the top songs of the year.
They don't even play songs.
You know, I know what you're saying. But they are still, they're pretty on top of stuff. You know, it's not like they're not paying attention to music.
Yeah.
Their television station, their cable network does not pay attention to music,
no.
Really.
No.
Their website does.
Okay.
Pay attention to music. So.
So, all right. So they're allowed then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
They're definitely paying attention. So, of the list of best songs of 2012, I got the top 5 here for you.
All right.
Well, I'll
according to MTV.
I'll say the whole top 10, but I only had time to get clips for the top 5, and I do actually have all the clips. They're
do?
Actually all ready to go and in my pad of buttons here. Thank you. Yep. Payphone by Maroon 5 was number 10.
Okay.
Glad You Came by The Wanted, number 9. This one drives me a little bit crazy. I do just happen to have this one today.
Open Gangnam Style.
Was number 9.
Number 8?
8, yeah.
I was going to say.
Okay, just to explain how my day is going so far, I just went to the bathroom during the break.
Uh-huh.
And I went to wash my hands and I grabbed a paper towel first.
Do not iron today, Andy.
I'm not going anywhere near an iron.
Do not iron.
Or a blender.
Not a good idea.
Number 7 was Mercy by Kanye West. Number 6 was another one that we used today. That was... So I had more of the clips ready to go than I thought I did.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Yeah, it's her birthday today. That's why I had it ready to go. Okay, here we go. The top 5 songs of this year. Here's number 5. Nicki Minaj, Starships.
Okay.
Eh.
I think Taylor Swift should have been higher.
This is according to MTV.
Okay.
The number 4 song of the year.
Yeah.
That's a top fiver.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing about them.
I know, me too. But I like this song still.
Yeah, no, it definitely deserves to be there. Number 3. You can claim to hate it, but you know you love it. Yeah, you can claim to be sick of it, but you're singing along just like we were.
I like it.
Number 2 song of the year.
Tonight, we are young. So let's set the world on fire.
Don't you go there. I already see it on your face.
Now I'm just wondering, what is the number 1 song is going to be a song that I think it should be or not?
What do you think it should be?
Call Me Maybe.
You think that should be the number 1 song?
Well, have you said it at all?
Well, here's the number 1 song. According to MTV.
I agree.
Yeah. Number 1 song of the year for my daughter as well.
And me, I agree.
I have a Jackie playlist on my phone.
I love that.
First song on the playlist.
Call Me Maybe.
Next song is The Lazy Song.
Yeah.
And then it's All Star by Smash Mouth. And then it's, then I saw her face. I'm a Believer by Smash Mouth.
I like her choices.
Well, those two come from Shrek.
Yes, I know.
And I should get a video of us doing this. We sing All Star like all the time.
Cool.
You know, somebody once told me the world is gonna, she knows every word of the whole song.
That's so fun.
And we'll sing it in the car.
I love it.
Even when it's not playing. I should get a video of that. It's kind of fun.
I was thinking about picking Call Me Maybe as my ringback tone. You think that'd be really annoying?
You know what I'm going to get
kind of fitting.
Well, I don't think I can make... Can you do custom ringback tones?
I don't think so for ringback. Now for like just a ringtone,
yeah,
you can.
Because I was going to put this in as my ringback or ringtone for you.
I put mean in it! So when I call you...
Yeah.
That's what I would hear? I put mean!
No, that's what I would hear.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can make a ring tone. So when I call you, it says that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can still do that on phones, can't you?
Pretty sure you can. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You just have to upload it to your phone.
I'll just have to figure out how to do that.
I'm sure you can figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out by Valentine's Day, probably. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 840, up to 31 today, 22 now. And this is kind of funny. On Saturday, a college football coach by the name of Tommy Tuberville. If you're a college football fan, you know that name. But
Tuberville. Okay.
Sounds like a town.
It does.
Not a last name. But anyway, he left his job as the head coach of Texas Tech's football team to take a job at the University of Cincinnati.
Okay.
The night before, he was out to dinner with some high school players as he was recruiting them to come to Texas Tech.
All right.
One of the players said Tommy excused himself from the table. Took the job and never came back.
Wow.
And that's what these college coaches do. They just like, oh, yeah, we're into this for the long haul, men, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, oh, I can get more money going somewhere else. Bye. You know, the players, they can't just up and transfer. Yeah. If they do, they have to sit out a year.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, kind of a bunch of crap. Wow. Chester Bennington is the...
So did the player, the high school players have to pay for their food then?
Well, I think they would have had to anyway.
Oh.
They can't buy him dinner. That's like a recruiting violation.
Oh, okay.
Like, they could feed him, like, on a recruiting trip, there's certain things they can do.
Okay.
Like, they can put him up in a hotel for the night. I think they can feed them. If that's the case, I don't know. There's so many ridiculous rules. Like, there have been coaches who got in trouble just for buying one of their players lunch, you know, $5 fast food lunch. And it was like a violation.
Really?
You know, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Anyway, Chester Bennington, he's the lead singer of Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And he had a weird story about the first time he met Gene Simmons.
Okay.
I got to interview Gene Simmons about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was like one of my favorite interviews I ever got to do. He was so much fun to talk
to. He's got
to
be.
He was a blast. But the first time Chester met him, he grabbed him by the shoulders, looked him right in the eyes, and said something incredibly, incredibly weird.
Okay.
This was from K-Rock in L.A., K-Rock radio station. Where is it?
I don't know. Where is it?
I don't have the clip in front of me.
Uh-oh. Where'd you put it?
Well, this is embarrassing. Here I thought I was all prepared, and I didn't have it.
Okay.
Okay. You can mark down a drink for me.
Sure, okay. I forgot to keep track.
You did?
Huh? Well, I didn't write it down. Oh. I know what they are.
Okay. So now it's loading and okay, now I have it.
So the first time I met Gene Simmons, I was like, "Whoa, that's Gene Simmons." He's like, "Right here." And so I went over and introduced myself and he grabs me by the shoulders and he says, "You are a powerful and talented young man. And if we were in prison, I would make love to you."
It's
and
so
then
weird.
Of course Shannon's like, "Yep."
Shannon's in the background like,
he would.
She was just like, "Yep, that's pretty much what would happen if you guys were in prison."
What a weird thing for someone to say to you.
And like the first time they met, you know? Like it was just weird.
And he's like, and Gene Simmons, if you've ever seen an interview with him or anything, he's very well spoken.
Yeah.
You know? Everything comes out clearly and concisely. And what exactly that meant, I think, is exactly what it sounded like.
Yeah. I think he might have been drinking vodka.
No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, okay.
He's never, like, he never drank. Women was his vice.
Mm.
He told us about the, what was it, 40 or 50,000 women he slept with?
Yeah.
And we asked him when we interviewed him 10 years ago, how did you keep track of how many it was? And he said, "Well, you see, back in the 70s, Polaroid came out with this wonderful thing called the Polaroid camera. And with the photos, I would take a picture of each one, and I kept them in this suitcase. And so then one day, before I wrote my book, he was pubbing his book, and he counted the photos." That's how he came up with the number.
It's impressive. He was busy.
And I asked him, "Was there any chance of a duplicate in there?" And he said, "No. It might have just been her mom. I'm not sure." It was the funnest interview I ever got to do, without question. Yeah. It was a blast. Anyway, so are you worried we're living in the Matrix?
In the Matrix?
Well, there's some,
I want to live in the Matrix.
There are scientists have figured out a way to tell us this.
Okay.
If we're just living in a computer simulation or if this is the real world.
No, this is the real world.
Quantum physicists at the University of Washington have figured out a test to give us the answer.
Okay.
Basically, they'll test to see if we would be, if it would be possible for a computer to
drink?
Yeah.
You okay?
I could use one.
You okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
They'll test to see if it would be possible for a computer to create complex atomic beings. If it is, we might be in a matrix. If not, we're in the clear.
Okay.
So. I'm so glad I did that story. MTV has a list of the best songs of the year. Woo! We'll count them down next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.